to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Wednesday, May 14th, 2025. Already, you can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question is a doozy, it's amazing. What would happen if you came out of your movie? What will happen if you came out of your movie? What will happen? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around this morning, this evening, this night, this early next day, wherever you might be, because we are heard around the world by everybody and their mama. And if you're black, everybody and they mama. So in different time zones, you may be doing whatever you're doing. And you can't sit and watch the show. But you can podcast the show absolutely anywhere in the world. And you can, and or, you can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad while you're running around doing whatever it is you're doing. Isn't that amazing? So you don't have to miss the show or have to go back later and watch it. You can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. Manhood Hour is coming up in the third hour. In the third hour, every Wednesday, Manhood Hour, rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Amazing. Yesterday, I take my show here, the live show. I went and did 3 more hours of thefallenstate.tv. Thefallenstate.tv, brand new episodes, 3 hours of them. What the? And I have to tell you, it's like the more I do them, the more I understand. And it's mind-blowing. Couple things I have been observing over the years here on the radio in the Fallen State and in counseling. I do counseling as well, family and intervention counseling, by phone, Skype, or walk-in. But if you want to counseling, we have the best counseling service on this side of heaven. And you may only need 1, 2 at most. if you want to be free. And some people say, hey, just I'd like to have a follow-up. That's up to you. But the one thing that all human beings seem to have, not seem to, have in common, and it doesn't matter how much money you have or don't have, where you live or don't live, male or female, colors, whatever. It doesn't matter what religion you belong to. It doesn't matter if you are. It doesn't matter if you are atheist or agnostic or whatever. Everybody seems to have the same idea or the same thing going on, and they don't know that it's not normal. They really just don't know. And they say, well, everybody has it. Everybody does it. And it is. And it's all because you don't know, all right? But it's one of them, it is the, maybe one of these. It is the dumbest thing, most wicked thing, the one thing that will never allow you to have peace. And yet, everybody hold on to it, and they hope for peace later. And they don't believe that you can have perfect peace. Well, I don't know if you have perfect peace. Perfect peace is like something that, I don't know what perfect peace they say. Well, I don't know if you can have it or not. But the one thing that they all have in common, all human beings, and then those who start to wake up, they no longer have that in common with the rest of the human being, is that is they believe that anger is natural for human beings, anger. They believe that it's good. And they believe that somehow or another, anger is your defense. And they say, well, as long as you don't let it go out of control. And so, like, what do you mean if you don't let it go out of control? What is it that's going out of control if it's not you? But they believe anger is good. They believe emotions are good. Well, you need emotions. Don't hurt my feelings, they say. And they do not believe that you can have perfect peace. And they always say Christ was angry. Always say Christ was angry to justify their evil. You know, my reason? And one other quick thing I noticed. It was so amazing yesterday. It wasn't just yesterday tape. All the tapings are like that. And it doesn't matter what religion you are. They all have the same belief about anger and emotion. And I realized that all human beings, one of the reasons they would never let emotions go, most people won't. They would never let emotions go. And you know why? Because they love the vibration. They love the thrill that anger brings. They love the emotion. The so-called good love emotion, the thrill, they love it. And the so-called bad anger emotion thrill, they love it. People love those thrills. That's why they won't let it go. You are talking about taking away my thrill? Who would I be if I don't have a thrill? Who would I'm going to be a robot if I don't get a thrill? A love thrill, a hate thrill, a thrill thrill. Isn't that amazing? They are embracing evil and calling it life and calling it good. And woe unto the man or the woman that calls good evil and evil good. When you are protecting your emotions, which are not your own, but your emotions, for conversation's sake, you are protecting evil. When you're protecting your feelings, bad feeling, good feeling, whatever you may call them, you are protecting evil. You're one with it. And may God have mercy on the man or the woman that call good evil, evil good. You're protecting the ego nature, the very nature that you need to die from. It's the very nature that you're protecting. You hurt my feelings. Why don't you consider how I feel? Be careful how you say that. Why you got to say it that way? Why couldn't you be nicer about it? That old man, that old woman, they hurt my feelings. We've been married for 50 years and they hurt my feelings. They're protecting evil. It is so amazing to see this. Really. Because at one time I couldn't see it. I didn't know. I knew, I heard that if you want to live, you must die. The false self, the ego nature, must die. I've always thought of ego. I used to know people who, they were always talking about the ego. Oh, the ego, you're just being egotistical, they say. And they had no idea what they were talking about either. And I always thought the ego was just judging somebody. It's way more than that. I didn't know the thrill was an ego. I thought thrill was, everybody got thrills, even though I wasn't happy with the thrills. That's why I asked God to let me see what's wrong with me. I'm up and down emotionally. 35 years ago, 36 years now. One other quick thing I realized. Yesterday, tapings were amazing, all three. Amazing. But I've taped other shows, too. That was amazing. Another thing I realize is that every human being think they create their own thoughts. They don't know that all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything, but they protect thoughts. I'm like, so do you create your own thought? Yes. And so how do you, give me the steps of how you create your own thought. Three steps. Here's what I do to create my own thought. I ask that. And then they go into they start looking as to how they do it. And you can see them scrambling trying to figure this out. It's so funny. Well, not so funny, but it's funny. It may be even so funny. But they be trying to figure out, they go into like a scrambling world. I look out into the world and I see this or I feel that or this or somebody did or said this to me and then I take that and then I just, they literally try to figure out how they create their own thoughts. It is interesting to see it. And then it's when they can't figure out how they do it, they're like, wow, that's such an interesting question. That's deep. Isn't that amazing? You are not in control of anything. Not even your practical thought of what you want to eat or what kind of job you're going to do, go to work. Those are practical thoughts given to you by God, and he caused you to think about those things. But he separates you from them to know that they're just, you are not what you eat, where you sleep, what you wear kind of thing. But it's so amazing, folks. I didn't know the depths of how egos are protected. They're like observer people, Buddha people, Zen Zen people, whatever kind of people. They still have anger. They know all the right things to say. Oh, I'm an observer. I just observe, Jesse. I don't think about tomorrow. I don't think about yesterday. I just observe. They have gone to Zen Zen school, or they gone to a Buddha school or somewhere, or they went overseas and traveled, and they hung out at Buddha camp for a while. And they like, oh, I just let it happen. Like, oh, yeah, you do? Yeah. Do you have perfect peace? No, you can't have perfect peace. So Buddha told you you can't have perfect peace? Do you have anger? Yeah, everybody angry. Buddha didn't tell you you're not, it's abnormal to be angry? Anyone that holds on to and identify with anger is pure evil. You're one with evil. You're one with the spirit of evil. I interviewed somebody yesterday, and it was so amazing. This person is so likable, too. They're just, I mean, they probably wanted, for the sake of description, they're probably one of the nicest people I ever met. Really. They're probably one of the nicest people I ever met. And I think they would want what's right if they could find it, because they're like, they know stuff is, things are wrong, something is wrong. But they just don't know quite how, what it is. But they know something wrong. And yet, they even know anger, something wrong with having anger, but they think that it just needs to be controlled or tamed or something. But you, anyone that has anger, oh, I asked them, what's, oh, I know. I asked, are all human, is there any good in human beings? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, there's good in human beings. You can find good in human nature, in human beings. Yeah. And then I said, okay, tell me one thing that's good. And this person is a really nice person. One thing that's good about human beings. One thing you can find good in a human being. And they're like, oh. And they like, well, some human beings are nice. I said, but niceness is not goodness. And they really ponder through their imagination to think of one thing that was good that you can find in a human being. They can find anything. And they were surprised. Because you ask the average person, what good can you find good in a human being? Yeah. Okay, what's good? And they start to ponder the idea and look, and they can't find anything. Prior to that, they didn't know that all human beings are no good. You can find no good in human nature. Isn't that amazing? They just assume that it is good. And it's because they're not searching. They're not paying attention. Pay attention to yourself. Work on you. I don't care if the whole world doesn't work on itself or himself or themselves. You work on you. And you can be free. You really can be free, but you got to work on you. And there's a lot of work. It takes a long time. Because you're not accustomed to working on you. You're accustomed to doing everything but working on you. That's why it takes so long. And don't get to the point, oh, it's just so hard. Why does it take so long? Don't do that. That's not you. But work on you. I have said that over and over. You're going to be seeing those episodes of the Father State coming later. I've said over and over again, and it's still true, that a woman, married woman with children, should not be working unless she just absolutely have no other choice but to work. She ain't got no man, she got to work. Then that makes sense. But most women today do not have to work, and they do. And the number one primary reason they want to work because of the thrill. They get a better thrill from work, because everybody thinks that they're such a good worker and they work so hard, and so they reward them with the thrill of how great they are. And they don't get that at home. And they'll say, well, the kids don't appreciate me like a kid's supposed to be appreciating you. What the? The kids don't appreciate me. I get better thrill from the world. And they'd rather suffer at work, stressed out at work, and they have to take the children around with them or whatever, and then they complain how tired they are at the end of the day, and then they cry. But they want that thrill at work. Women who work and are married are selfish, ego-driven women, and they would never mate for a good wife and a good mother to your children. They can't do it. The ego won't let them. If they were to settle down, if they're married, settle down and have children. If they have children, if they don't have children, go to work. But if you have children, you should stay home. But your false nature won't let you. And y'all know this, lady. I hear it all the time in counseling. The ladies are like, yeah, Jesse, you're absolutely right. I didn't realize that first, but now I want to stay home and raise your children, but my husband don't want me at home. He want me to work because now they're addition to the money. And the husband will sacrifice the wife for his own ego need money. He's unwilling to work two jobs so that his wife and the mother to his children can be home and watch over his children. It's all ego. There's no love in it. At all. Zero. Here's an image posted by Special Assistant and Communication Advisor Margot Martin. A picture of Press Secretary Carolina Leavitt working in the White House while feeding her baby. Watch this image.
Posted on X, like it reads here, walked into press secretary typing with one hand and feeding her son with the other. Supermom. Another shot of that same image.
Oh, good.
There she is with the baby in her hands and typing away an email. I imagine it's very important.
And that's the press secretary, Carolina Leavitt. That is not a supermother. There's an ego-driven, lost, lonely woman. Lonely female. There's nothing super about that. There's nothing good about that. It's all about herself, that thrill. She loved that thrill that somebody's going to notice. She's a supermother. It's a thrill. And she would do anything to get that thrill. Isn't that sad? And then she cried at night. when the people are done praising her during the day, and she's read all the amazing article about her, what a super mom. Look at her. She's at the computer typing while feeding the baby. When the applause have died down, faded away, and the people are gone home, and no one is left, no one is around but she and that baby. She cries. And she can't wait for tomorrow to get another thrill. And she feeding the baby with a bottle. She's not even giving the baby breast milk. Because she can't mess up her breast. She needs her breast to be standing up so she can look. Supermom at work. If you want life, you must die. Men and women. Spiritual death. Not physical death. Ego death. They don't even breastfeed the baby. The baby getting phony milk. And the baby going to grow up with issues. And she's going to have her thrill, and she's going to blame it on the baby. She's going to, when that baby is 15 and spoiled and out of control, she's going to blame it on the baby. She's not going to say, you know what, I was so selfish. I didn't stay home and raise that baby. I had to be at work. I needed the thrill of being at work because that baby wasn't going to appreciate me. Isn't that amazing? 888-773-773. 888-77-JESSE. when the children, when you see the children acting out, you're seeing the parents. The children are a spitting image of their parents. There's no such thing. Smoke on this. Good parents do not raise bad children. Bad parents raise bad children. I don't care how religious, what church they go to. If your children are bad, it's because you are bad. Ain't no such thing. I was such a good mother. I was such a good father. And my kid just turned out bad. I'm wondering, should the parents go to jail for this? Should the parents go to jail for this? This drone footage, I have a picture of drone footage showing two children, age 7 and 9, handling a loaded gun before deputies safely disarmed them using a non-lethal force in New Mexico. Watch this from X.
This isn't a game no more. We're not playing a game right now. This is serious. I need you to put that down. I want to try to do a warning, something. Put it down, Sean. I really don't want to f*** 40 a kid right now.
We don't want to have to hurt you, and we want to help you, okay?
40 going out. 40.
Drop it, Sean.
Load another one.
Taser. Load another one. Drop it now. You're going to get hit.
Drop it now.
Drop it, both of you.
I don't even have the gun.
Get over here.
Isn't that amazing? 7 and 9 years old. AP has reported that prior to responding to a report of children playing with a loaded gun, deputy has been called to the home at least 50 times for issues with the boys and their families. NBC News, no charges have been filed. Authorities have instead been working since the standoff to get families access to trauma therapy, medical service, behavior support, and even prepaid grocery cards. What a mess. What those boys thought they were playing cowboy and Indian? They probably thought they were playing cowboys and Indians. Remember the movie, Cowboys? We used to play cowboys and Indians with toy guns in Alabama. That is amazing. You used to play cops and robbers? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we were allowed to say cowboys and Indians.
Oh, no. We were allowed to say cowboys and Indians.
We were cops and robbers.
Oh, God. Derek said, this isn't my producer. This is normal childhood behavior. What's going on with the parents? It's going to get worse in the world. Will you overcome the world, or will you continue to be a part of the world? There's another way to live. And you're not living yet your true self. When I say true self, I don't mean that stupid liberal stuff. When I come back, your phone calls. Quick break. Back in a moment.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and in doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job, and then I found you, and I started listening, and I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father, and it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed, and I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God love us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better. Okay, welcome back. 888-7753-773. It was interesting to see those little kids with the gun. One of the kids was holding it like he was trained with a gun, like he knew what he was doing. What the? And they were passing the gun back and forth to each other. Amazing to see that, huh? But that's what it's like in the world. And the one thing you can know, whether you believe me or not, it's up to you, really. It's only going to get worse. It's not going to get better in the world. The Great White Hope, Donald Trump, is doing amazing things to make jobs available, shut down the borders, deport the illegal aliens and all that kind of stuff. But still, you can't change the human heart. Only they can do that when they do the right thing, reach for the right source. If you don't change the heart of human beings, it's still going to be all this that you see happening right now and even more. You know what? Oh, let me change these announcements. I will do the shout-outs for you. I want to let you know. Shout-outs, birthday shout-outs, personal shout-outs, right? Wedding, congratulations, encouragement. I do them pretty fast, but sometimes I have so many, and then you want them right away sometimes. So if you need one like right away, get it in, and we try to get it to you right away. Don't send it in at the last minute, and then, oh, I didn't get it on time. But we pretty much get them all to you. But at least do it on time. Don't wait until the day of the event. Personal shout out, whatever it may be, encouragement, weddings, anniversary, congratulations. And Cameo does give us 4 days, though, you're right. Thank you, Hate. For personal shout out, go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. We have done an amazing job turning them around as quickly as possible, right on. And I want you to encourage you to check out my books. They are amazing. Check out my books, From Rage to Responsibility, my first one. And then Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black America. And the 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Just 7 steps. Most people won't even do the first step, see that they're angry and know that they're wrong for being angry. And they won't take the second step, go and forgive. And then you'll see how to run everything else in your life. But it's an amazing little pocket guide, just 7 steps. And last but not least, the antidote. The antidote brings it home for you. Amazing information in the antidote. Healing America from the poison of hate, blame, and victimhood. The antidote. Go to rebuildingaman.com, rebuildingaman.com, and I will sign them to whomever you like. Or call 800-411-BARN, 800-411-2663. All right. Don't forget to make support us financially. We got a lot of work to do. As you've been help us to help others. Don't help me to remind you. I know I have to remind you. I've been told you got to remind the people, Jesse. They won't remember to give. But give. Help us with others, all right? I want to, that soundbite with those kids is mind-blowing. And the authority are now giving them food and support for bad behavior. What's that? The parents should have had that long time ago before they made the baby. If you can't feed the baby, don't make the baby. What a sad world we live in, huh? But this is hell on earth inside of human being. You're like, Jesse, what is hell like? Where is hell? It's down below, but it's in you. It's inside of human beings. Anyone that has emotions, anyone that has thoughts and emotions, you are living in hell. Have you noticed that when you try to hurt someone else, you try to get revenge, or you're yelling at your husband or your wife, don't you feel that painful revenge inside of yourself? You're burning. You have a thrill inside. It's burning. That's hell, people. That's hell. You wonder, what is hell? Hell is your thoughts and your emotions. It's not heaven. 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Josh out of Georgia. Georgia on my mind. Hey, Josh.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Josh.
Yes, sir.
How you?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Can you hear me?
No.
Okay. All right. Hey, I had a question about the stabbing assignment.
Yes. And I gave this assignment on Sunday, folks. For 1 week, I encourage the people to write down every time you are stabbed. And I'm talking about emotional stabs, good feeling, bad feeling, angry feeling, doubtful feeling, shy feeling, anxiety feeling, suicidal feeling, thoughts. Every time you stab, write it down. Go ahead.
Okay, because that was my question. Is like I didn't think the good feelings were stabbings.
Why not?
I thought only the painful ones were stabbings.
Why did you not know that the good feelings are stabbings as well?
I just think the word stabbing means pain. And I associate pain with, so.
You don't think that a good feeling is a pain?
I'm not 100% sure because it's like, you know, You had spoke about how you can now when you used to listen to music, you used to get all into it, but now you listen to it in a different way where you can enjoy it. And I'm not sure I know where that line is between just enjoying, you know, because it'll probably just come to me. You know, I'm not concerned about it, worried about it, but every time I try to just enjoy stuff, I seem to go too further into just chasing the thrill of it.
And you believe that a good feeling is not a stabbing?
I see that it is a stabbing. But it's like the line is blurred between enjoying things and getting a good feeling from things.
When you have a good feeling and that good feeling disappear because it will, what do you do when that feeling is gone?
I recognize that I got played, you know. Like, Like, yeah, I see that. Like, okay, yeah, I overate just now, and my eyes were bigger than my stomach. So
do you try to get that good feeling back when it's gone? Do you try to get another good feeling?
Sometimes. Sometimes I do.
And so, in knowing that, why would you think good feelings are not stabs? A woman could be in the kitchen making breakfast or dinner or lunch or dinner and just feeling really good. And the kids running around, being normal. And she could get a stab right there in the sink while standing in front of the frying pan. She could get a stab, but no one would know it but her, and unless she's not paying attention to herself. But you could get stabs, so-called good stabs, good-feeling stabs, bad-feeling stabs at any time. A stab is a stab, and there's no such thing as a good-feeling stab. A good-feeling stab is a bad-feeling stab. It's just that you call it good because it's different from the bad-feeling stab, but it's still a stab. And all stabs are, well, all stabs, I'll deal with this on Sunday, but all stabs are stabs.
Yeah. Okay. And so what maybe I tried too hard to.
When you hit that first joint, do you get a good, you get a good feeling, right?
Yes.
And that's a stab.
Yeah.
Because when that joint stopped making you feel good, now you need the joint to be a little stronger because you want that good feeling back.
Right. Right.
It's a stab.
Okay. So what about even like regular things, just like enjoying a meal and or listening to music? It feels like that could be a stab too. But is there a line there between where it's like, this is a thrill, or is it just, it seems like anything that feels good to me is lying. It's like,
anything that feels, anything that feels good to you is what?
It's weakening me.
It is. It's lying to you. It's a stab. It's not real.
Okay. So like, okay. Yeah. You like they're smoking pot. That's one thing, but even like just regular enjoying collard greens and, you know, canned yams, you know, like that's the same thing, right? If I'm feeling good from it, but if there's a way to be conscious of the feeling good, because it's like you have to eat, and it's not even regular food, you know, not even stuff that Coke all tastes good. If I get a good feeling from that, that's still a stabbing, right?
It won't be a stabbing if you eat to remember and not to forget. It won't be a stabbing.
Okay.
But if you eat to forget and not to remember, it's a stab.
Okay. And eating to forget is like purposely eating for the to feel good, not for, you know, just to feed yourself.
No, it's to go unconscious while you're eating. All people go unconscious when they eat.
Right. Right. Okay.
Amazing.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It's becoming clearer.
How many stabbings have you seen today?
At least 10. Minimum. But probably way more, and I can't, you know, when I'm working, I can't write them all down, but I'm watching them, and then I have to go back and remember them, and then I can't remember. Oh, I knew it was more. I just forgot what it was because I was doing something when the stabbing happened. So, yeah, I'm just doing the best I can, man.
Right on. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
All right. And I can answer the biblical question real quick.
What would happen if you came out of your movie? What would happen if you came out of your movie?
I'd say just pain and to come out of my movie, that's like coming out of my imagination. And I know that, that's, it wouldn't be my pain. I understand that, but it'll be pain probably followed by freedom, but that's what I'm working on.
I appreciate you responding to the biblical question. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Okay, no problem. Thank you, man.
All right, buddy.
Appreciate it.
You too.
Yep.
Amazing. Let me go to Josh. Another Josh out of Canada. The 51st state of the United States of America. Josh, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How's it going?
All is well, Josh.
That's good. Good to hear. And, yeah, so I called you a few years ago. It's been a while. But, yeah, so I'm basically I wanted your advice. I think I might be a psychopath.
That you might be?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, I've been on the wrong parts of the internet since I was 10 years old, watching, like, pornography, gore, all these bad things. Now I, you know, I just can't relate to people. I don't really care about people except for people in my own little tribe, you know? And, yeah, like I feel, like I've become this evil, you know, that, and there's like no going back now, and I don't really know what to do. How can I renew my mind?
How old are you now?
28.
28? 28. And your question for me is what?
Well, how do I stop being a psychopath? How can I feel again? And how do I get these nasty thoughts out of my head, you know? Like, okay. I watched that video you showed with the kids, and I was just like, oh, man, I hope the kid gets tased. You know, like, how do I stop being wretched like that?
Oh, what the? And so,
what the?
When you say you, who are you talking about?
When I say me, I'm talking about Josh, I guess, my consciousness. Maybe you're, or like, do you mean my thoughts?
When you say, I have this messed up mind now, I've been looking at these movie things, and now I'm so wretched, and I'm so this, who are you referring to?
Myself.
And who are you? Who is the self you're talking about?
Josh from Canada. I don't know how to answer that.
That's your name, but who? When you say you are this, and you have been doing that, and you are this way, who are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't know how to answer that, Jesse.
But when you say you are a certain way, who are you talking about? And if you don't know how to answer that, how do you know you are a certain way, that you have these issues? Who are you talking about?
Right. I guess just this concept of who I am, this identity.
And what do you mean by that?
It's like, well, you've got me confused because, like, I don't know what level you're speaking on here.
When you say you're this, you're a psychopath, you say you're a psychopath, you've been doing this so long now, you don't know how to be normal. And you say, when I saw the kids in the video, I was like, wow, I hope the kid, whatever, right? Who are you talking about?
Me.
And who are you?
Psychopath, apparently. Yeah.
Yeah, what?
I don't know who I am.
So then why do you say these things about you when you don't know who you're talking about? You don't know who you are. Why do you say those things about you? Why do you call yourself those things?
Yeah, you've got a point.
No, that was a question.
Right. Well, I mean, if you don't completely know who you are, why pass a judgment on yourself, right?
But you don't know who you are, why are you saying I feel this way? I'm a psychopath. Why are you saying that if you don't know? And who is telling you that you're those things? Who's telling you that?
Is it Satan?
No. Who is?
I don't know what the right answer is.
No, it is the devil. You're right about that part. But who is telling you how you are?
Well, if I say me, then you're going to be like, well, who are you?
Right.
So, I don't know how to proceed in this conversation, Jesse.
So, if you don't know who you are, what would happen if you stop saying, when the thoughts come to tell you, you're a psychopath, you have lost your way, you have been watching those movies, what would happen if you stop saying, I am this way, or I feel this way, or, I'm this? What would happen if you stop identifying with thoughts and feelings? What would happen to you?
Well, those words like psychopath probably wouldn't be entwined in my identity. I wouldn't think of myself that way, and it'd be better.
So why don't you stop doing that? And why don't you stop identifying with evil, calling it you?
Yeah, sounds good.
That was a question. I'm asking, why don't you stop?
I suppose I hadn't had the right advice in which you've just given, and that's why I hadn't stopped, and now I will.
That makes sense. So listen, I want you to know that I'm telling you the truth and nothing but the whole truth. The real you have never done anything wrong. The real you have never watched a porno video or anything like that. The real you is not a sinner nor a saint. The real you is a free person. And this thing that you identify with is a false you. You're calling thoughts and feelings you. And it's not true. You're not your thoughts. You're not your feelings. You just have identified with it when you were traumatized with anger. And all your life, you've identified with evil, calling it you. It's not you. Drop the calling it you, and you can be free. It's not going to want to depart from you, the thoughts of pornography and the thoughts of this and the thoughts of psychopath. Those are just thoughts that give you fake feelings. They're not going to want to leave you, but they have to leave if you stop calling them you.
Right. That makes sense.
Hold on, bud. Can you hold for a minute?
Yeah, no problem.
Hold on. Let me take a quick break. Another hour, two more hours to go. Hate news, not the fake news. I'll be right back. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, bro. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
There's this female
India Indian, I guess, American, quote unquote, Judge Seema Patel, who struck down a 24-hour waiting period, cooling off period, forced upon the Michigan people. She struck that down. Michigan women who want to abortion their babies. Terrible. Shall not be infringed, your right to abort. Not even with a 24-hour waiting period. Wish they treated the Second Amendment that nicely, right? The governor, Gretchen Whitmer, governess, Gretchen Whitmer is gloating. And the Gaza drama continues. And Trump may normalize or lift sanctions, at least. Normalize relations. I don't know what that means. But lift sanctions on Syria. Unfortunately, I guess. Is it unfortunate that it's post-Assad? I don't know. But this is the end of hour one of the Jason Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, May 14th, AD 2025. The lines are full. JLP will be right back to your calls, as well as the tons and tons of super chats. Thank you kindly for the support. You can call in every so often, just in case a line opens up, or as you hear JLP wrapping up with another caller. Even during Hake News, Not Fake News, just in case a line opens up. But the lines are full currently. You can super chat buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. It's a great way to support. And nice. Call Me Nonsense Network CNN reports a judge in Michigan struck down the state's mandatory 24-hour waiting period before an abortion on yesterday, claiming that it conflicts with the 2022 voter-approved amendment to the Constitution, the state constitution in Michigan, that added abortion rights to the Constitution. Judge Seema Patel, S-I-M-A, Patel. Sounds like an India Indian name, right? I think. Also overturned a regulation. She's sort of light-skinned Indian. Overturned a regulation that required abortion providers to share fetal development, you know, development of the child within the womb, a chart. They don't have to share a chart and information about alternatives, declaring them as coercive and stigmatizing. Wow, they should do that with guns, too. The ruling reaffirms that Michigan is a state where you can make your own decisions about your own body as well as the man's child's body without the man's permission, by the way, with a trusted healthcare provider without political interference. So said Gretchen Whitmer, the so-called governess. Anyway, President Donald J. Trump announced plans to lift punishing sanctions on Syria during his Middle East tour. He's in the Middle East, bringing peace. Isn't that nice? The change was positive news for the Syrian government, which is led by Ahmad al-Sharaa, who seized power after defeating the Assad regime in December. Quote, the sanctions were brutal and crippling and served as an important, really an important function. Nevertheless, at the time, but now it's their time to shine, Trump said. Syria's time to shine. Although it hasn't formally reestablished diplomatic ties, Trump said the U.S. is exploring normalizing relations. Okay, there it is. With Syria after meeting with al-Sharaa Ahmad in Riyadh today. I think that's Saudi Arabia. Before becoming Syria's unelected president, al-Sharaa founded the militant group known as Jabhat al-Nusra. So he won, or they won, and pledged allegiance to al-Qaeda. Wow. But in 2016, he broke away from the so-called terror group, according to the U.S. Center for Naval Analyses. Smart man, I think. And meanwhile, in Gaza, Israel launched an airstrike, supposedly on a hospital in southern Gaza late Tuesday in hopes of killing Hamas leader Mohammed Sinwar. He became the militant group's de facto leader after the Israeli military killed his brother, Yahya Sinwar, last year, believed to be one of the main planners of the October 7th terror attack on Israel. So, six Palestinians were killed, dozens wounded in that hospital bombing. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour two.
Obama is the fallen Messiah. Do the silent prayer. BDA running under mama vote for Trump.
Who made that song?
That was Pinocchio's Helicopter using Suno AI. Shout out. Thank you.
Shout out. Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today, Manhood Hours, and the next hour, third hour. You can get involved by calling 888-777-7773. And my biblical question, what would happen if you came out of your movie? What would happen if you came out of your movie? That's the biblical question. And you can listen, you can podcast the show, and if you're like too busy to just sit and watch it, but you would like to hear it anyway, you can do it, listen to the show on your iPhone or your iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. And we're going to get to your super chats here in a minute. Thank you for them. I want to go back to Josh out of Canada. Josh trying to understand. He wants to overcome. And he want to overcome this. Overcome like some human beings do. Josh.
Jesse.
Thanks for holding. When you find yourself opening up your computer to go look at these videos, who tell you to go look, open up the computer, and do it? Who tell you that, to do that?
The devil.
No, I'm serious. Who tell you to do that?
I would imagine it's the imagination or it's the devil or both.
But before knowing that, did you think it was you telling yourself to do that?
Yes.
And then once you do it, who accused you of doing it? Who tell you, oh, you're a psychopath, you're such a horrible person? Who accused you once you do it?
The devil.
And so I want you to know that, and I want to encourage you to start watching that and stop calling you evil spirits, thoughts. I'll encourage you to do it, and then once you do it, evil spirits, thoughts, and emotions accuse you of being an awful person. And all you're doing is believing lies about yourself because none of those things are you.
What the...
Amazing.
Yeah, good point. I will remember that. Listen, before we get off here, I have a request. If that song was amazing, like that song put together by AI, you all should like release that. Because my goodness, put a smile on my face.
I know, it's amazing. What the?
It's amazing.
Are you doing the silent prayer, Josh?
No, I've heard you talk about it many times, but I don't actually even know what it is.
Well, go to Rebuilding a Man. If you're serious about overcoming this fallen state you're in, you really got to start working on you. You got to put first the kingdom, seeking the truth, and the truth will make you free. I recommend you start doing the silent prayer, and you start practice being aware of those thoughts. And stop calling them you.
Sounds good, Jesse. Thank you.
Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
Absolutely. You know, both my mother and my father, they've got a lot to be thankful to you about. I'm the only one of their kids that hasn't cut them off. So.
Okay.
And that's all thanks to your teaching.
We'll start doing the silent prayer and stop from this point. And the rest of your life, never call a thought you. You're not your thoughts. You're not your emotions. You can call the it. Oh, I see it trying to make me think this way. That's not me thinking this or blah, blah, blah. Stop calling. Eventually, you won't have to say that because you're going to stop identifying with thoughts and emotions, and you will be free, all right?
Right.
Let me know how it goes.
Will do, Jesse. Thanks a bunch.
All right.
Take care.
Bye. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super. There's one line open. You want to jump in there.
Lord Spike Protein with a nice sticker saying thank you with a pair with an exercise headband.
Thank you. Amazing. Thank you.
Andrew M., welcome, JLP show member on the Jesse Lee Peterson channel.
Nice. Thank you for supporting and helping us. I appreciate it.
Ray, the BitChute CEO, says, good morning, Jesse.
BitChute.
That was yesterday. We were streaming live on BitChute every day now.
Good morning, BitChute.
Shout out.
Yeah.
BitChute.com. Schauser said, amazing interview. Referring to yesterday's interview with the South African man.
If you missed that discussion I had with the young man from South Africa yesterday, the CEO of this brand new town they're building, for whites only, it was an amazing conversation. You can podcast yesterday's show. It was in the first hour. I invited him on just, hey, can you come on for 20 minutes? It went for an hour and some minutes into the next hour. It was amazing. Yesterday's show. Thank you.
Very nice. Thank you, Chaucer. Lion Dress Pleasant on BitChute. The suffering of these poor people, South Africans, Afrikaners, has been overlooked too long.
President Trump has brought in some white South Africans into our country yesterday or the day before. I thought it was amazing. Finally, somebody trying to help the whites. And because the whites are being genocided in South Africa, their lands are being taken away from them without compensation from the government. They're being robbed, raped, and killed by blacks. It's a mess, and nobody has reached out to help them. Thank God that Donald Trump is helping them now.
Amen.
Amazing.
Anthony on Cash App. That's Bond JLP Cash App yesterday. Country and Western Tuesday. Good morning, everyone.
Thank you. Country and Western Tuesday. Amazing. Thank you. Good morning.
Kale gifted a membership on the Jesse Lee Peterson channel. Thank you, Kale, as always.
Thank you, Kale. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Straya on yesterday on YouTube asks.
Who
was the word?
Who was the word? In the beginning, there was the word was God, God was the word, and the word was God. God.
Nice.
Thank you.
Charles bought our coffee. Hey, Jesse, if blacks or Africans were ever able to build a decent society, they would never share it with anyone. Their character would never allow it.
And because of that, they're never going to build anything either.
Mm.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Charles. Yeah. One Mad Chameleon One gifted a very generous rumble rant yesterday saying thank you.
You got to know how to rumble. Thank you very much. I do appreciate it. I really appreciate the support. We got a lot of work we're doing. Thank you.
Thank you. Shout out to Rumble.
Yeah.
Steven from Rotterdam, the Netherlands. 17 coffees, very generous. Funny how the best functioning place in Africa is a white town.
I know. It is. It's just what the whites are doing in South Africa to build their own town again, is really amazing. It's just absolutely amazing. And no blacks are allowed. Amazing. Thank you.
Stephen says, whites are blessed to have inherited Christianity through the Romans, because before that, they were bush people worshiping pagan gods, too. Just like Africans before the Europeans arrived. It's not about color. It's about the truth, and God is truth. Love y'all.
Thank you very much. White people used to be that way?
Yeah, we used to be pagans.
And y'all used to live
We're returning to paganness, and it's not necessarily positive.
And y'all used to live in the bush?
Yeah, we conquered the Romans. Some of us were Romans.
But at one time, white people were bush people?
Yeah.
Really?
I think so. We were called barbarians because we had beards.
Wow.
Scruffy beards.
And when was this?
In the year 0-ish.
And so white people were being controlled.
Well, there was no year zero, right? The year one. There is no year zero. Sorry.
The white people were controlled by the Romans?
Yeah, but then we dominated the Romans because the Romans got too diverse.
Was the Romans white or Jewish?
White.
Oh, Romans used to be white?
Yeah, they're white Italians, I think, right? People? In The Chosen, they're white. That TV show?
Right.
They're white, right?
Yeah. But I just thought they needed some extras for the movie.
They were the Italians. They were... Now the Italians are just the mafia.
Did I ever tell you I was an extra in a movie?
No. I don't know if you told me that.
I was an extra in Lady Sing the Blues.
Really?
Lady Sing the Blues.
Is that Billie Holiday?
She got 'em bad. She feels so sad. The blues ain't nothing but a pain in your heart. When you got a bad start. Billie Dee Holiday and Diana Ross. I was an extra in the movie.
So Diana Ross played Billie Holiday?
Yeah.
Cool.
And Billie Dee was the boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
In the movie. Billie Holiday? Billie Holiday? Yes. I was in, I used to do, it was one way to make money, to be extras in movies. You go and you sit in the audience. You dress up, they dress you up, and they, all that. And so you sit in the audience, and look like it's in some other country, or New York or somewhere, but right here in California. Amazing. Thank you.
Very cool. Yeah. Shout out. 1972 film, by the way. Lady Sings the Blues.
She got them bad.
I shouldn't have kept you going. We got Super Chats to play.
Okay, yeah.
Travis on Cash App, Bond JLP Cash App, Strong Arm Emoji.
Thank you. Amazing. I appreciate it. Thank you.
C-Sal, few are those who want to be free. Thank you so much for pointing the way to the few who do. Jesse, you've been the biggest blessing for my marriage, Pink Heart.
Right on. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. And only I want you to know, this is why you cannot let the children of evil get in your way. Whether it's your husband, your wife, your parents, your children, adult children, or whomever, you got to separate from them because the darkness in them will try to destroy the light in you. And they may not even realize what they're doing because they don't know they're in darkness, but you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Amazing.
Nice. Indo Wars, you told Harpo to beat me.
You told Harpo to beat me.
Bowing face, sad emoji, purple heart.
All my life, I've been beat by men. I ain't gonna take it no more. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Israel on Cash App to shine the light. For love and truth, eternal life, and a very generous donation on Cash App.
Thank you very much. Eternal life is amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Israel.
Yeah, thank you for your support.
Lin Yen Chen, hey, Lord Good Hair, can you please plug Jesse's cyborg attachments back in? He needs the upgrade of external intellect to help him remember stuff.
My cyborg what?
Your cyborg attachments.
Which one?
Ask Lin Yen Chin.
Thank you, Lin Chen. I appreciate it. Is Lin, does he live in America?
No, he lives in Canada.
Oh,
the
really?
51st state.
51st state.
It's America. Not America yet.
It's still America. Amazing. Thank you.
No, Jesse, says Lin Yen Chin with another. Electromagnetic impulse of heartbeats crash into the electrical field of the brain, which converts that into thought. Emotion makes thoughts, he says.
Repeat that.
No, Jesse. Electromagnetic impulse of heartbeats crash into the electrical field of the brain, which converts that into thought. Emotions make thoughts.
No, I can promise you that wrong.
I mean, emotion makes thoughts.
Thoughts make emotions. Emotion confirm thoughts, but without thought, you cannot have emotions. So-called good one or bad one. Really. You cannot. You have to think first and then do. But without the thought, you ain't going to do. Believe me. Amazing. Thank you, though.
Thank you, Lin Yan Chin.
Yep.
You're going to spark a whole bunch of super chats. He's not going to drop it. Someone bought a coffee. Hey, Bond team, would have called in, but Skype is no more. And he gives a tip. Thank you. We'll pass that along. And love from Jonathan and family, your Irish brother in Christ. Hey.
Her around the world by everybody and their mama. Thank you very much. And they're going to figure out, we're going to figure it out how you can call in using whatever system they have now. I heard that Skype was gone.
Skype is gone, apparently.
Yeah. And, amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah.
Let us know if you do figure it out, anybody who's smart. I know there's some smart people.
Yeah.
Clever people.
And what we were talking about is overseas person would call into the show by Skype, and that way it doesn't cost as much.
Yeah. Right. All you have to have is internet.
Yeah. I've Skyped with a lot of people overseas for counseling.
Yeah. And if you already have a Google voice number, you can use that to call, I believe.
Okay.
But it's difficult to get a Google voice number because that's an American number. So
you have to have American.
You already have to have an American number to confirm that American number.
Sweet, sweet America. Nice. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Lin Yin Chin, if thoughts come first, the brain would be the first organ developed. But we know the heart is the first developed in the womb. You invert the order.
But thoughts does not come from the brain. The psychological thoughts, thoughts does not come from the brain. Only thing that the brain does is tell the body how to function.
Mm.
Thoughts does not come from brain. Believe me. What the?
Whoa. Thoughts pool emotion because thoughts are emotion. With another super chat from Lin Yan Chin. He says thoughts are emotion. They pool emotion because they are emotion.
So what?
He says thoughts pool emotion because thoughts are emotion.
Thoughts are not emotions. A thought is just a thought. If you could catch those thoughts before they fall into emotion, it would just be a thought passing by. It would just pass by. If you can catch it before it drop into the emotion, it would just simply be a thought, no matter what it is. And it'll just go on by.
Very nice.
But when you don't catch it, and that's the problem, people are not catching the thought, they drop into emotion, and now you're like feeling like, oh, my God, I feel good or I feel bad because you didn't catch the thought before it fell into the river of emotions. Amazing. Thank you, though.
Another from Lin Yan Chin, thoughts are generated as the electromagnetic interference patterns, just simple geometry of energy of the heart. Missing with that, something of that of the brain, simple.
Well, I don't know much about.
Musing with that of the brain? I don't know.
I don't know much about history. I don't know much about algebra, but I do know thoughts and emotions are different. Emotions confirm thoughts. Without the thoughts, you cannot have the emotion. But okay, thanks, you know.
Anthony on Cash App, a couple of supers. Dump on aisle 5. Illegal dump on aisle 5. Bears bloop, in the woods. Illegals on front porches. I don't know if they were interesting. Mixing was, I was saying heart missing. It's heart mixing with that of the brain. You generate, not create.
Yesterday we did this story about this delivery driver. Was it not Uber, but what would you call it?
Amazon.
Amazon delivery driver was delivering a package to these people home, according to the report, allegedly. And the driver took a dump in the people's yard.
Terrible. A woman driver.
A female driver. And that's what the super chat responded to. Thank you. Nice.
Shout out to Coffee Talk with Sandra, Games for Rec, 555-555-565, and the rest of the supporters on the D Live crew. Very cool. Yesterday.
Amazing. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
John, simply amazing. All remains well.
Stay with it, John. Stay with it. Stay with it. All is well.
Anthony, low IQ, Marxist, black, Democrats, mad, 50 whites came to the USA. Nicaragua is in Africa, too. Why, Lord, why Africa?
Why, George, Lord? Why, George? Amazing. Thank you.
Nice. Joe from Florida, 5 coffees. I want to thank you and everyone on your show for what you do. Truly changed my life for the better. Used to be very bitter, beta. And now, for the first time, beginning to control my anger. Question for you. I'm in the middle of quitting marijuana after smoking for 10 years. 5 days clean, withdrawal is getting better. Jesse, what kind of mindset should I develop to make sure I never do drugs again? Thanks for everything.
Number one, don't develop any mindset. Stop controlling anything. Because if you try to develop another mindset, then it's not going to work. You want to overcome mindsets. That's what life is about. Not adding to, but overcoming. Stay with it. Stay with it. And don't even count the number of days that you have not done pot. Don't be like, oh, I haven't done it in 20 days. Because on the 21st day, you're going to do it. And then you're like, oh, Lord, I thought I was over. Blah, blah, blah. Right? Don't count them. Just live. And let it work. Let life work. Amazing. Thank you.
Gavin, North Georgia. Generous 15 coffees.
Thank you.
Harpo beats me. Beta.
Don't be a beta. Alpha male, not a beta male, but an alpha male. Amazing. Thank you.
Danny. All right, Jesse and the lads. If a person is evil, are his practical decisions of God or of the devil?
All practical decisions come from God. And so even God let the sun shine down even on the evil. Amazing. Thank you.
Very true. Yeah. Pinocchio's helicopter, 5 coffees. No message. Thank you.
Amazing. Thank you.
Someone, hey, Jesse, the guy you had on yesterday was so interesting. The way he spoke sounded just like Americans who are long gone now. We need that back.
Yes. And the reason he spoke, and I mean, not the reason, but yeah, the reason. Because he's like, he's free. He's clear. He has no fear. So you're able to just speak. And it came naturally. And that will happen for everyone once they return to themselves instead of the false self. Amazing. Thank you.
99 going north says, if you live next to a pot dealer, do you mind your business or report it? Which is right? How about if you see someone else's child in a car and you're responsible? Are you responsible to report it, knowing you can potentially save the child's life?
Don't do ifs. Have a wait and see. Really, have a wait and see. And if you stay present, you will see what you do if you need to do anything in the moment. So I always have a wait and see. Amazing. I got to stop there, hey.
Okay, we'll read the rest later, guys.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you all kindly.
Amazing. So nice. Let me go to Jerome out of New Jersey. Jerome, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Happy Wednesday.
Thank you, Jerome. I appreciate it.
Yeah, so I wanted to talk about the South Africa situation, but I feel like I have to make a, like, my South Africa comment is going to be quick. But I just feel like I have to speak on these two young kids with the gun. And I really don't mean to turn things racial, but it is just funny to me how they're handling these kids with kid gloves. And again, I don't mean to turn things racial. I just know that if their skin tone was darker, it would not be going like this. And that was just my one quick comment I had to make about that.
And where did you get that idea from?
Everything we see, like every time we see this happen with kids their age, or, you know, black or white, you know, whatever age they are, when you see a black person with a gun, you don't get that, put the gun down, we're trying to help you, and all these, like, they got a lot of time. We saw another black kid with a gun, and the cops got out. They didn't even give this kid 5 seconds. They shot him on sight. And
but
the fact
where
that
did you
they're
get,
talking to them.
Where did you get that idea that that would have happened in this situation?
Because it happens every time.
But where did you get that idea from? That would have happened in this situation. It wasn't the same situation. It didn't happen. Where did you get the ideas that is true, what you're thinking?
historical context. Like, we just know that this would have happened.
But how do you know that? You don't know that. You don't know what would happen until it happens. Where did you get?
No, I know. They would have been shot.
You saw two kids from Mexico. You saw two kids from Mexico allegedly with a gun and blah, blah, blah. The cops handled that situation. What made you go to, well, if it was a blood, it would have been different. What made you go to that?
Again, every case that we've seen like this.
Where did you get, what made you go to about if that happened to this person, if that happened? What made you go to, that's not the situation. That's not what happened. That's not now. Why would you go into that?
Well, I just answered it. I just answered it like all the time. I don't know, Jesse. I've seen it. We've seen it happen.
But that doesn't mean it's going to happen then. If it rained on Monday, that doesn't mean it's going to necessarily rain on Tuesday. Why not just live Tuesday and forget about Monday?
That has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
It has everything to do with it. Because you went into your imagination and Eva told you, oh, if that were black, those were black kids, it would not have been that way. It set you up for a fall. Why not see that situation and deal with that situation and not get into your imagination about what if? Why not live that way?
You know, and you make a good point, Jesse. And like I said, I didn't want to take
too much of that. And what's a good point that was made?
That I should take each situation as it is, individually. I shouldn't try to bring other things and just imagine things that haven't happened.
Yes.
But I would like to say...
No, don't do a but, because if...
No. I'm not butting what I just said. So I'm not butting that. I'm just saying I would like to compound and then just ask you a question. I mean, when we have situations, you know, where a black person says something about a white person and then everybody, you know, they praise them. And then, but you go ahead and say, well, if a white person said this about a black person, it would be so much different. Why do you do that? But you're chastising me for what I'm doing now.
Because every day, white people are being punished for disagreeing with the blacks. And when every day, the blacks are disagreeing and attacking the white, and nothing being done. That's reality.
Okay, so we're on the same page then.
Your situation happened with those two boys. It's not happened to blacks at that time. It was happening with those two boys. But you're doing an if it was black. And I thought you understood. You didn't get the point.
No, I think you just
because
agree
you
with
went
me.
Right
you
into
you, do
you went right
me.
Into darkness again.
No, I mean, I just don't think that you like me to call it out, but it's still the truth.
Call what out?
I do want to just make my question.
I don't like for you to call what out?
The hypocrisy.
How
is that
hypocritical?
What was
hypocritical? What was hypocritical about the way those cops dealt with that situation and that situation only? What was hypocritical about that?
No, I'm not saying the situation. I'm saying your assessment of what I'm saying is hypocritical.
What was hypocritical about the way those cops dealt with those boys?
I never said it was hypocritical. You said that. I didn't say that. Just
you're wrong. Can you hold?
Yes.
Let me take a quick break. 888-775-3773. Quick break. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com. RebuildingTheMan.com. /stores and get Pudgy's coffee. Okay, folks, welcome back. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake! HAKEReport.com from 9 to 11. The guy with the good hair. And then Joel Friday TV. He black! At 11 a.m. Amazing! On fire! Grace and Mercy. And after that, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. At 12 noon. Energy given to him by God. Not even alone. It's a gift to keep. And God is not going to get mad and take it away from him. No matter what he does. Amazing at 12 noon. All right, don't forget to support us. I am told that I need to remind y'all, make a donation. Go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663, or rebuildingtheman.com/donate. All right, thank you all. I want to go quickly back to the busy phone, Jerome out of New Jersey. Jerome, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
I guess just recapping the point that I was making was that it's very hypocritical of you to speak to me the way that you're speaking to me when you do the same things that you accuse me of doing.
Like what, for example?
Again, like you don't like how I was saying, you know, if these kids were black, it would have been dealt with differently. Like you said, why am I going into my imagination? Yet every day, you know, I hear you say, well, you know, you give an example of a black person doing something to a white person. And
every day.
If this was a white man. Yeah, exactly. And I'm saying, if this was a white man doing it to a black person, then the blacks would be going crazy and talking about white racism and white supremacy when that's not what happened. You do the exact same thing.
That is what happened, Jerome. It happens every day. We play videos nearly every day of that happening. When the last time you seen a police shoot at a young kid as young as those guys, 7 and 9 years old?
Jesse, you're agreeing with what I'm saying.
When was the last time
Tamir Rice was 12 years old and he had a gun and they pulled a gun on Tamir Rice was 12 years old and they shot him without even giving him a second to think about it.
I'm sorry, Jerome, you said who?
Tamir Rice.
Who is Tamir Rice?
He was a 12. You reported on him 1,000 times. He was a 12-year-old kid with the gun, and then the cop shot him.
How long ago was that?
I don't remember.
You don't remember how long ago it was, but you remember that it happened.
Yeah, should I remember the exact date?
How about 2014, 10 years ago?
And what's your point?
Why? First of all, Tamir Wright wasn't 7. He wasn't 9. He looked like if I remember correctly, I don't even remember the whole story, to be honest, but he wasn't some little kid-looking kid. He looked like a younger teenager. And according to the story, if I remember correctly, I could be wrong. Hear me saying that. He was waving a gun in a park, and the people in the park thought it was real. It was a whole different story than these two little boys holding a gun behind a little dump truck or something like that. How are you comparing 10 years ago situation with right now?
Because it still holds weight, and I don't
care what
the ages were.
How is that?
It doesn't matter if they was young or old.
But
they have a gun and they can kill somebody.
You were giving the impression that the police is doing this to black kids all the time. And you're talking about a 10-year ago incident with a totally different guy, older than those guys. And that made sense for you to act like the police would do this to black kids. That made sense, right?
And he had a BB gun, too. It wasn't even a real gun.
Right, but the people didn't know that, Jerome.
A real gun that can kill somebody.
10 years ago, what made you think of that now?
It's a way to use a... It's a comparison.
There's no comparison. You had a 7-year-old, according to the story, and a 9-year-old. Tamir Rice was 12-year-old or something.
So you're being willfully ignorant, Jesse, and it doesn't even make any sense at this point.
Tamir Wright was 5'7", 175 pound, with a men extra large jacket, size 36 pants, according to Brave AI. So how are you comparing a 10-year event with someone that was older? What made you think of that now? This is 2025.
That was just one example.
What other example have the police done that to black kids?
It doesn't matter if they're a kid or they're an adult. They have a gun that can kill.
We're talking about kids. It does matter. We're talking about a 9-year-old and a 7-year-old kid. That does make a difference. When the last time have you seen police do that to young black kids?
But if they was 9 or 19, they can kill somebody.
That's not the situation, though.
They have a... Jesse, I don't even know what we're talking about.
When the last time you saw police doing that to black kids, that went across your mind and you believed it? When the last time you've seen police treat 7 and 9-year-old black children in that... In a different way.
I didn't make that point. You said that if those were
black children, the police would have dealt with it differently. You said that.
I said if those were black people. I didn't specify children.
But you're talking about those kids.
But then you
brought up Tamir Rice 10 years ago, 5'7", 175 pounds. What the... And that makes sense
to you.
Why are you
talking about his age, size, and weight? What does that have to do with
it? Because you brought it up in a comparison.
But if you're comparing, saying that he looks like a grown man, why can't I talk about actual grown people?
Because the situation was not about grown people. It was about little kids.
So then why are you talking about the fact that he looked grown? He was only 12 years old with a fake gun.
Because you brought up a 10-year event.
Real gun that could actually kill somebody.
You brought up a 10-year-ago event, and there's no comparison at all. But you're trying to make it sound like there's a comparison. There's none. Thank you, Gerard. Okay. I appreciate you, buddy. Amazing. 888-775-3773-888-77 Jesse. Let me go to Ralph out of Oregon. Ralph, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Ralph.
Good morning to you, brother.
All this work.
For all the work that you're doing. And as I've been sitting listening, I was going to go on to that wonderful conversation and interview that you had yesterday.
It was amazing.
It was so phenomenal, to be honest, and to see a person, I couldn't care what part of the world they come from, but to be able to hold on to what I would call fundamental values.
Yeah.
Fundamentals, not morals, because we don't have morals as you have educated me to. But to hold on to a value, right? A core value, something that comes from your soul, not from your thought,
yeah,
not from your heart, but something that your soul says, listen, this is how I'm meant to live. This is who I'm meant to be. And to see these people over there in South Africa create this whole new community. But then you brought up a really great question, right? Why do whites do things better and black people don't, right?
Yes.
And I really gave a lot of thought to that throughout my day yesterday, and that's why I had to call this morning. And I think the conversation I just listened to compounds and reinforces my thought, right? When we look at places, and I used to live in New York City, right? The biggest city in the world with probably the biggest mix of people in the world, right? And I think about going through where I lived. The fundamental thing it always comes down to is the anger that is portrayed and created that people hold on to. And when I think about what you try to teach people, and I go through it myself now every day. I mean, every day, Jesse. Anger used to be what I let control me, right? It became a fuel. It became a food, right, to that evil, that horrible thing inside you that we call our ego, right? And it's only now, really, in like the last 6 months, if that, that I truly, the moment I feel it, I realize that's not me.
Yes.
It's something that's being created, right? And I do everything I can within my power, including silent praying.
Right on.
And invoking on God to pull me out of that and just see and feel, right? Just see and actually what's going on around me. And because of that, I'm able to actually recognize, hey, man, this is an illusion. This is just something that people are trying to place in me, right? But there's the problem. There is the problem. So you get these mass communities, and it's blacks, it's Puerto Ricans, it doesn't matter who it is, right? One of your assistants brought up how hundreds of years ago, yeah, white people were barbarians. White people were pagans, right? And they worshiped false idols.
He said it was like BC 1 or something. What did James say?
Yeah. Well, you know, half of my heritage is Scottish. Right?
Year 1, AD 1. That's amazing.
Yeah, you want to go back to how ungodly the Scots were. Man, that was crazy.
Yeah.
Right? It was just crazy.
Yeah.
But now we come to where we are, and thankfully, and you can call yourself Christian. It doesn't matter.
Right.
We understand that there is one thing that put all of us and this world together, right? Our Heavenly Father, God Himself. And if we just rest in that, we come out of that anger, those emotions, those thoughts that create those emotions, right?
Absolutely.
And we put that away. Well, the biggest problem is you've got all these people on top of each other, and you bring up the blacks, and I think that is predominant. Why? Well, if I look at New York, and I think of all the project buildings they put up there, right? And so they've got all, and who inhabited all the project buildings? Black families, right? Yeah. And then within those buildings, okay, I got all these people on top of each other, literally like cockroaches, just on top of each other, right? Well, what does that breed? More anger, more contempt.
Absolutely.
Right?
You know, so I was thinking about that interview from South Africa yesterday. And the young man said that they were Christians. And when he said that, because right now blacks are not allowed into that part of the world. They're not allowed in there. And they don't allow criminals or any of that kind of stuff. But they're Christian. And I said, well, don't be those little nice, weak Christians. Because what I realized, Ralph, is that white people nowadays, I don't know if they saw this way back when, 70 years ago, white people think being a Christian is a weakness. They think you're supposed to help everybody and you're supposed to be nice. And they have done that in this country with the blacks and others. And they're being Christian, trying to help folks, and the people they have helped have done nothing but turn on them. And that's not what Christianity is. Christianity is not a nice, feel-good religion at all. And for some reason, white people are seeing Christianity in the wrong way.
And I, you know what? You are so on point with that, Jesse. Amazing. You get me. I go around now some days now using your catch lines just because it's so on point, right? No, Christianity is not about being charitable and trying to raise every injured animal up out the ground.
Right.
No.
Right. That's right.
Not. Sometimes the greatest gift you can give as a Christian is to let that person see their own created hell.
100%. Absolutely.
Right? So even for myself.
100%.
Right? Like in my own business, I've got a couple of young guys working for me, and they went down bad paths, right? But they saw the paths they were on, and they've chosen to turn their lives around
right
and become better men.
Right on.
Right? Now they've got man, I'm twice their age, and I've still got a heck of a journey ahead of me.
That's
but,
right.
You know, they're half my age. But when they come to me with something, what I do now is I tell them, hey, look at that a sec. Think about where that's coming from. How do you fix that? Because I can't fix it for you. Nobody can.
That's right.
The only person that can fix you is you.
And
the only way you can do right? And the only way you can do that is you've got to recognize the hell you've created within yourself. The lies you've bought into. And oh man, Jesse, that's just such a powerful thing that you said right there. Because no, Christianity is not breaking out your checkbook every day, right?
It's not a weakness, man.
Right, right.
And white people made it a weakness.
It's a strength.
Yeah.
It's meant to be a strength.
Absolutely.
And it's meant to be a strength from seeing within your soul.
Absolutely.
That is you. You ask people, who are you, right?
Yes.
The closest answer I can come to right now at this moment, Jesse, I am the soul that God gave me. And I don't know what that soul is 100% right now.
Right.
Don't know. But that's who I am.
Yeah.
It's not this flesh. It's not my thoughts. It's not the stupid things I've done in my life. And I've done a lot of them. Right? And once in a while. But now, thankfully, and thank you so much for your rebuilding the home by rebuilding the man.
Right
program
on.
That you do too. Really, yeah. Really, really thank you for that, Jesse.
Yeah, amazing call. Amazing call, Ralph. Thank you so much, man. You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Thank you, Jesse, and God bless you.
You
have a great rest of your day.
You too, buddy. Thank you. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Andrew out of PA, Pennsylvania. Andrew, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, y'all troublemaker. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear, Andrew.
Hey, I have two comments, and if there's time, I have a question, too. But the two comments is, for the international calling, have you ever considered the people can use WhatsApp? We have free international calling.
Well, let me ask Hate about that. Hey, put your headset on. So Andrew said that for the international callers,
yep.
Now that Skype is gone, people can use what app? I don't think they can do that for the show, though, right?
They can't. If they already have Google Voice, they can use Google Voice. Or if they can finagle a way to get a Google Voice account number.
So it's Google Voice.
Talk about WhatsApp.
Is Google
WhatsApp
Voice the same
work.
As what app?
Nope.
Oh, he says what app?
WhatsApp, I'm quite sure WhatsApp does not work. It uses your regular, whatever your phone number is, if I'm not mistaken, which I don't
yes,
think I
it
am.
Does, Hank. Yeah, Hank, it does use your regular phone number.
Right.
Yes.
And so you would be charged international calling. And if you, I mean, international people could get in an international account, but then you'd be paying whatever international calling.
Unless they don't mind paying.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But so WhatsApp is not the deal.
WhatsApp is not it.
Right. But
So I'm a seller on a very popular online retailer, and that when you sell items, you can designate Bond as the charity, and that way when the item sells, the the money, the percentage that you designate automatically goes to bonds. I don't know if you've ever mentioned that to the people, but for any online sellers out there, they can use bond as the charity when they sell their items.
We have done that in the past, remind people that. I have to do it more. That's a very, very good – you're so right about that. We're going to have to make that known a little bit more. Thank you.
Okay, Jesse. You're welcome, buddy. Have a good day.
And we will set that up to make sure we get it. I appreciate that, man. Thank you.
Yes, sir. All right. Take care.
All right, Andrew. Thank you, man. Oh, amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Jolene out of Montana. Jolene, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hey, Jolene.
Hi. question for you. Oh, before I start with the question, you asked the other day how many times we... how many times we've been stabbed?
Yes.
And I would have to say for me 1,000 times a day.
Come back to your phone. You say 1,000 times a day?
I would have to say, yeah.
Amazing, huh? Are you surprised to discover how much you're stabbed every day?
Yeah. And then no.
Were you aware, before you start working on yourself, were you aware that you were being stabbed the moment you opened your eyes?
No.
That's amazing, huh?
Yeah, and it's true. You wake up, you open your eyes, and you're stabbed.
The devil, the moment you open your eyes, the devil like, what about tomorrow? What about this? You know that? Amazing.
Oh, yeah. He stabs you in your dreams.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely. That's amazing, Jolene. You're right.
Yeah. It's painful to see, but I'm glad I can see.
If that
makes sense.
100%. Absolutely makes sense. That's what you should be glad to see it. And yes, it's painful, but though the pain feel like you because it's in the body, but you're not your body. And you got to see later that it's not even happening to you at all. It's all happening to the fake you, the ego you, not you. And you're not your ego.
Oh. And all this time I feel like I don't have an ego. But I guess I do.
You do. That's where the pain is happening to the ego. Are you able to hold on for me?
Sure.
Let me take a quick break. I'm at the top of the hour. Another hour to go. 888-77-JESSE. Hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you, and I just can't even... You know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world, in this wonderful world. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Wednesday, May 14th, 2025 AD. There is one line open. You can call in right now, even during fake news, not fake news. 1-888-775-3773. Boop, boop, boop. JLP will be back for Manhood Hour, but it is fake news, not fake news. And we'll read your super chats as well, guys. Thank you all. Commie Nonsense Network CNN reports a coalition
of 20 state AGs, attorneys general, have filed two lawsuits against our greatest president Trump's administration over conditions they say tied billions of dollars in federal grants to state participation in ongoing immigration enforcement. We need you all to cooperate. It is a national emergency. It is also a local emergency for many people, many places. The collective of top so-called state prosecutors, top of the dung pile, said the grants were meant to be used for maintaining roads, counterterrorism efforts, so-called, and emergency preparedness. Bunch of dumb stuff, right? And had nothing to do with immigration. They can't take care of their own roads. The officials argue that Congress, not the executive branch, determines federal spending. President Trump doesn't have the authority to unlawfully, they split their infinitives, coerce state and local governments into using their resources for federal immigration enforcement. And his latest attempt to bully them in doing so is blatantly illegal. So said California Attorney General Rob Bonta. Just the scum of the earth, by the way, shout out, said in a news conference, news release, whatever. The Trump administration, meanwhile, in Afghanistan, Trump terminated, the administration terminated a form of humanitarian relief for nearly 12,000 Afghan nationals, not the rug, nationals living in the United States this week. The Department of Homeland Security. Are they going to be about actual security in the homeland again or ever? Announced that it was ending temporary protected status, TPS, which applies to people who would face extreme hardship, they say, if forced to return to their homelands devastated by armed conflict or natural disasters for Afghanistan. Yet the country is in the midst of a food crisis, they say. Oh, so we have to help them. One that has seen millions surviving only one or two meals a day. One or two meals a day surviving. And humanitarian operations have been hobbled since January when the State Department halted all foreign assistance. Nice. The Taliban is trying to establish diplomatic ties with the United States. Taliban is running Afghanistan, thanks Obama, which is to say Biden. Same thing with the United States. However, since taking control in 2021, the radical Islamist group has closed secondary schools for girls. Nice. Banned women from attending universities. Nice. Shout out. And working women can't work in most sectors over there. They've restricted women from traveling without a male chaperone. Sounds safe. Safer, perhaps. Prohibited women from public spaces and has even forbid the sound of women's voices in public. Heaven. Shout out. Just kidding around. A little bit. Sometimes they do sound a bit shrill / obnoxious, ladies. You know it. Approximately 150 students and 50 adults were safely rescued from an elementary school in rural Maryland on Tuesday after heavy rains. This is America, right? Caused flooding in the region. First responders had to use boats to evacuate the students and staff from Westernport Elementary School. By the time help arrived, children said the rising waters had nearly reached the second floor of the school. Wow. Homes, businesses, cars inundated with rising floodwaters. Westernport Mayor Judy Hamilton, sounds like a woman, said the town had been prone to flooding. Officials weren't expecting it to occur Tuesday. Just seemed to happen all at once, he told the AP. My heart is breaking. Nice mayor, huh? I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 3, Manhood Hour. Maxine Waters is the wicked witch of the West. What a mess. Like 90 going north. Big Mama Michelle Obama ate all the ribs. BLM is a bunch of fat black lesbians. I love the great white hope. The Mexicans and the people is crossing the border. What a mess. Brother
What a mess. Andrew, the truck driver, thank you for that suggestion. We'll definitely look into it. Appreciate it. 888-777-5773. 888-77-JESSE. Rebuilding the family by rebuilding a man. We also unite the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5773. 888-77-JESSE. My biblical question for this week, what would happen if you came out of your movie? What would happen if you came out of your movie? Amazing question. All right. You can listen to the show. You can podcast if you're not able to sit and watch. You got to run around anywhere in the world. But you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605 on your iPhone or iPad, anywhere. 635-615-4131. 635-615-4131. No, 605, not 635. My bad. E-black. What's up? 60 on Talk Stream Live. Listen live. 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate, have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. And we're going to catch up with all of the super chats. I appreciate them. It's Wednesday already. And every Wednesday, last hour of the show is Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man?
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. A man is a male who turned to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
The president, in my view, has not hidden his racism behind a bushel. In fact, admitting white South Africans while denying refugee status, asylum seekers. In my view, what makes it different is that they are white South Africans.
The people who are native to that land deserve their rightful land back. So if the Afrikaners don't actually like the land, they can leave that country.
They are. They're leaving to come.
No.
They can these refugees are coming.
But for us, I think we've decided we will not be exploiting anyone. However, we will be creating a future for ourselves. We have the right to create the future for ourselves, right. And we will be taking upon that right. Yeah.
What? How do you feel when they call you racist and all that?
And in Orania, I think our actions prove that we are not trying to destroy or hurt anyone. We can't get captivated. We can't be prisoners of a word.
Amazing. White people. One thing about white people, like any other race. They know how to build. They know how to take care of themselves. They know how to make it happen. In South Africa, as you know, the blacks have taken over there. And white people had to drop everything, all the beautiful stuff they had built in Mommy Africa, South Africa. And they just gave it all to the blacks. And they went, okay, we're leaving. We're going to go live on the farmland with nothing. And the blacks destroyed everything that was built good. You know, amazing? And so the white man said, okay, we're just going to build another whole city, another whole town, another whole country. And they were building it and called, what is it called?
Orania.
Orania, South Africa. And that's just so white. That's what white people do. That's how America came about. But white people make a mistake by inviting the non-white people into the area. But now it's all like they're not going to let them in this time. And the blacks are mad. They're mad because white people are doing for themselves and leaving them out. And they're going to get mad. They're going to try to destroy it. The president finally allowed some white people into their own country, America. America was built by white people. So these white people are under genocide or being genocide? Destroyed.
Both.
What's the right way to say it?
I think they're both correct. Genocide could be a noun or a verb, I guess. Right? They're being genocided. And they're under a genocide.
In South Africa, I remember we reported years ago that now that they have Nelson Mandela, a communist government, that they passed a bill over there, they're going to take the white people's land without compensation. Think about that. They're taking the white people's land without compensation. They're killing them, robbing them, raping them. And nobody will help them. Finally, Donald Trump said, you know what? Y'all can come on home. Come on to America. And the blacks are ticked because they hate black people. I mean, they hate white people. Not because they're going to enter. Believe me, these black white people moving here, they ain't going into the black area. They're running away from the black area. What the? So don't worry, blacks. They're not coming into your hood. But they're angry. They hate white people. They don't want them to get any help because they have no love, the blacks. And not all, of course. Not all, but most. Amazing. So that's an amazing opening, Nick. Thank you. And the white guy is the guy, one of the CEO of this new town in South Africa. What are you saying about genocide?
Genocide is a noun. You started to say under a genocide or under genocide?
Right.
That's correct.
Under genocide.
Genocided is not correct. So Hake was wrong.
You were wrong? How did you find out you were right? I mean, how did you find out the right way?
I searched it on Brave browser.
Oh, so it's under genocide.
Yeah.
It's a noun.
It's a noun.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for the lesson.
You're welcome.
But white people under genocide. And you know what? Remember, you heard it here and you heard it first. Here. Just as they're taking the land from the white people in South Africa, they're going to take your land here too. They're going to take your land right here in America from the white people. And they exterminated the white folks over there in Africa. They're going to do it to you too. They're already doing it slowly but surely. You're just not hearing about it. That interview I did yesterday with the young man from Africa, he mentioned all the laws that the black people have passed since they've been in government. Law of the yang-yang. They're doing the same thing here. But do what you want. 888-7753-773. I just want to remind Andrew. Thank you, Andrew, for telling us that they're a company that would donate to Bond when you purchase from them. We're looking into it. I appreciate it. Let me go quickly to Rodrigo out of Florida. I was talking to someone there before I went on break. Who was that?
That was Jolene.
Who?
Jolene from Montana.
Oh, Jolene, call back. Yeah, I forgot. I'll text you, Jolene. Call me back. Let me go to Rodrigo out of Florida. Rodrigo, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jesse. Thank you for everything you do.
Thank you. Speak up a little bit.
Yes, sir.
Nice.
I wanted to ask you, Jesse, you know how during church service, you sometimes talk about, you say anyone who does, you know, blank is evil.
Right.
I wanted to ask, because I noticed that you try not to go on for too long doing those statements, but I find that those are extremely insightful, very, very interesting. So I wanted to ask if there is some way where you could make a huge, enormous collection of those statements so that we can see more of those.
Very interesting. A good suggestion. I would definitely look into it, man.
Perfect.
I have been asked to write another book, and that I have several people who said, "Oh, Jesse, I helped you write it. I helped you. You don't have time." So I will look into that, man. Very good suggestion.
Beautiful. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome, buddy. Thank you.
Amazing. All the best.
Amazing. Thank you. Work. Stay with it, man. Don't stop working on you. Do not stop. Excuse me. Before I go back to the phone, I want to show you it's Manhood Hour. And this is for men and women. Ladies, you and only you can work on you. There's not one man on earth who can help you overcome you. Not one. You got to do exactly what they got to do. You got to see that you're evil. Anger is evil. You have anger, you are evil. You got to go and forgive your mothers and your fathers, and God will forgive you. Nobody else can do that for you. There are people who can encourage you sometimes if you want it, but no one else can do it. So it's manhood out and ladyhood, right? Because you got to do the same thing. I'm wondering if these type of things would happen if men were in their natural state of order. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, woman over children. Y'all don't know what that means. You hear the word, but you don't know what it means. So don't go into your mind thinking you understand that. You don't. All right? It's enough to hear the knowledge about it, but you got to start paying attention to you, so you can grow into the understanding of it. And you will if you work on yourself. Here's a viral video. Here's a viral cell phone video showing a 17-year-old boy crashing into a Dollar General while trying to hit a 15-year-old girl in Bishopville, South Carolina. Watch this from X. This happened on Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. Black excellence. Black excellence. What does this have to do with so-called racism? This guy allegedly crashed his car into General Food, Dollar Food, whatever, going after this woman, it appears. Black, why y'all got to fight everywhere? Not at General Dollar. Here's a news report about this from WPDE. Several people have been arrested, including three juveniles, after an incident outside of Dollar Tree in Bishopville on Monday. This happened on Mother's Day, folks. Happy Mother's Day. Watch this.
As a fight between kids in Lee County now has deputies investigating a 17-year-old being charged with attempted murder, accused of hitting a 15-year-old girl with a car and then driving into a Dollar Tree store. That 15-year-old is expected to survive. This is what that storefront looks like today. Lee County Sheriff's Office says it all started with a fight between a group of girls on Sunday. Video of that fight has been circulating on social media. Five people, including three teen girls, now facing charges. Sheriff Daniel Simon tells WIS that the 17-year-old who was behind the wheel is being charged as an adult.
A different time, and we're dealing with youth these days that what I see that they don't care, they don't value life. The way of using a vehicle as a weapon, you might as well have pulled out a gun and what actually happened and pulled the trigger. That vehicle was used as a weapon, and you know, we're going to prosecute to the fullest extent of the law.
Amazing, huh? Bad kids are raised by bad parents. No such thing as good parents and bad children. That doesn't exist. these black kids are acting this way because they've come from black angry parents. Also from WPDE, due to the severity of the charges and the juvenile's age, authorities will charge the 17-year-old as an adult. Amazing, huh? Grandpa, tell me about the good old day. They're going to charge a 17-year-old as an adult under South Carolina. Raise the age law that was passed back in 2016. So South Carolina has a law that was passed in 2016 called Raise the Age. And so they're going to be charged as an adult. If ever the men needed to be in the home showing the woman how to raise the children, it is now. Ever since they removed the man from the home and put the woman in charge and pretended that she was created to lead, this is what you get. Our whole country is becoming this way. Isn't that amazing? I want to show you one more story. Then I'm going to get to your super chats and your phone calls. 888-7753-773. There is a spiritual order that God is not going to change just because you don't want to do it. You want to go your own way and do it your way. And it's not going to work. You can pretend that women were created to lead, but that doesn't mean it's going to work. You can put them in these positions, but it doesn't mean you're going to work. Look at our fights everywhere all the time now. Crime out of control. But you call the woman superwoman. Superwoman. Supermom. Whatever that's supposed to mean. It sounds good, but it ain't true. This is from News Channel 9. After a traffic stop for turning right on a red light in Dalton on Monday, a 19-year-old Dalton State College student is now facing possible deportation. Amazing. A police report shows her father was picked up in Turner Hill, Georgia, 2 weeks ago for going 19 miles over the speed limit. Watch this from News Channel 9.
Dalton police say they pulled over 19-year-old Jimena Arias Cristobal for making an improper turn at this traffic light, and they discovered she was driving without a proper license.
And then Monday when she was arrested, we were all just blindsided.
Just 2 weeks ago, Arias Cristobal's family tells us that they went through a similar situation with her father. They tell us that he was exceeding the speed limit here in Tunnel Hill and when he got pulled over during a traffic stop. And during that traffic stop, he did not have a driver's license.
Don't mess with Georgia. Georgia on my mind. The family says they arrived in the country in 2010, but the father struggled to get work, to get a work visa. Watch this.
Since when my dad left, well, it was only her and my older sister to help out with the family. And now that they took her away, it's only her.
Arias Cristobal and her father are now both at the Stewart Detention Facility near Columbus. She and her parents came from Mexico City back in 2010.
No, nosotros entramos.
They came as illegal people. They came like other people to make a better future for my little sister. I mean, for my older sister when she was 4. And they came in with no papers or anything to be here.
They tell us her dad tried to secure a work visa, but had difficulty.
My dad has his own own company, and they called a lawyer to see if they could get a job permit or a visa, and they said that they hadn't hit that status to get one yet.
Arias Cristobal was 4 years old at the time. Her family says the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA program, stopped accepting new applications before she was eligible.
So send the girl back home. It's not like she's going to a new place. She's going home. You know what I mean? That's amazing that mother been here this long. She still doesn't speak English. According to the police report, the 19-year-old had an international license. A Georgia state representative shared a comment. Watch this.
Now, the police report says Arias Cristobal told them that she had an international license but didn't have it with her. Georgia Driver's Services say those are only valid for 30 days after moving to the U.S.
A Republican Georgia state rep from Dalton wrote a letter to the judge on Arias Cristobal's behalf and says his party's deportation conversation has been about hardened criminals. He goes on to say, quote, unfortunately, the people that are not hard criminals are getting caught up in the wash. It seems like we are much better at catching people that are committing misdemeanors than people who are actually a danger to society.
But they are criminals. They're here illegally. Illegally is criminal. What's that? It's a crime. What a rhino in Georgia. He should not be allowed to live in Georgia. Well, he should be allowed to live there, but not be a representative. Especially being a man. What a man doing being a liberal. A rhino. Last but not least, the police said they pulled over the wrong vehicle and are dropping the traffic charges. Watching from Fox 5 Atlanta.
Both charges against Ms. Arias Cristobal were dismissed from the traffic stop.
This is dash camera video of the traffic stop May 5th. Dalton police initially said 19-year-old Jimena Arias Cristobal made an illegal right turn and was driving without a license, though she did have an international driver's license. Police now say the vehicle that made that improper turn wasn't even the vehicle she was driving.
Ms. Arias Cristobal's vehicle was very similar in appearance to the offender vehicle. It is a situation where, as you can see, the wrong vehicle was stopped. And it is a very regrettable thing that, that is where this led.
But she's still illegal. You may have the wrong vehicle, but she's still, according to the report, you have an illegal. Oops! She still got to go. She still got to, I don't know where she going, but she got to leave here. 888-775-3773. Thank God. Donald Trump is in charge. Did you hear Donald Trump went over to that play with all the money? What's that play called?
Saudi Arabia, I believe, right?
And bringing back major deals.
Nice.
Coming back with a pocket load of money. The Great White Hope, making America great again, in spite of the Democrats fighting him all the way. Have you noticed the Democrats are now on the side of the criminals? And I've seen videos of Donald Trump over there, Saudi Arabia. They treat him like he's the king. King Donald Trump. Amazing. They're treating this man like royalty. They're licking Donald Trump's boots. What manner of man is this? The whole world obeys him. And all he's doing is walking around, saying what he got to say. Okay, it's up to you. I love that. Okay, it's up to you. Amazing. What are you saying about Donald Trump? Hey.
Nick. Nick says, it's all politics, but Trump is going to come back with new friends. LOL.
They even gave Donald Trump an airplane.
Qatar.
You know what I mean?
I saw that. I saw Trump not drinking from a cup they were giving him. I was like, smart man.
Yeah, because he doesn't drink coffee.
Right.
And they were doing a salute with coffee. And he was like, what? I only drink Dr. Pepper. Well, not Dr. Pepper. What?
That makes sense.
Diet Pepsi or something like that.
Let's not put misinformation out there. It's Diet Coke.
Yeah, Diet something.
Diet Pepsi.
Diet
Pepsi
Coke.
Is communist. Coke is American.
Is it?
Well, that was the thing back in the day. I think.
Who's tapping on this of you?
Sorry, yeah, me. I was asking if the father of that illegal girl was also facing deportation, and Derek says yes.
Yeah, he is.
Not a girl, a 19-year-old woman. But I was saying about, like, Joseph in the Bible, in the Old Testament, the father of he was the brother of the Israelites.
Yeah.
Trump is finding favor with leaders around the world.
Around the world. Even China want to play now.
Nice.
China, like, we'll play, we'll just play. Y'all want to play? They want to play.
Cool.
What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. Manhood Hour. Let me do some super chats. Then I get you the call.
Super chats.
Nice. Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Someone, I'm just so tired. I've been working all day, and I ain't going to no back of the bus. Is you kidding me? Oh, heck nah. Rise up, blacks. We ain't going to take it no more. The blacks today, I ain't sitting in the front of the bus. Black equal low IQ.
I ain't going to go back to no back of the bus. I'm too tired. Lord, I've been on my feet all day cleaning those houses for the white people houses. And watching over those white people babies. Amazing. Thank you.
Hey,
Rosa
I got
Park.
Another someone. I got a commercial idea for your coffee. Here's the scene. Black man all angry, throwing a fit. Then a white man comes along and says, hey, you're not acting right. Then hits him with some punchy's coffee. And then he turns white. End scene.
I like it. Thank you. Check out Punchy's Coffee. It's so good. I have my own coffee now. Did you ever imagine one day Punchy would have his own coffee? What the? Go to JesseLeePeterson.com. No, I'm sorry. JesseLeePeterson.shop.
Nice.
JesseLeePeterson.shop or RebuildingAMan.com/stores. Thank you.
Someone, people who come watch the show are like children listening to stories told by their father next to a campfire. It just feels right. Thank you, Jesse, from the bottom of my heart. Here are some logs to burn for the fire. Winky face, big smile.
Right on. Thank you. It just feels good. Amazing. Thank you.
And we'll have to read the rest at the other side of the break
and
or
the
so.
The treasure chest is now open on D-Live. Back in a quick moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session, If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Jesse. Listen, folks, I'm telling you the truth. You could be 100% free right here on earth right now. It's up to you. But you got to work on you, men and women, in each adult individual. And you can no longer blame anyone at all for your issues, but yourself. And you shall be free. But it's up to you. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And at 12, and at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV. You black. Joel Friday TV. Amazing, amazing information as well. You don't want to miss it. At 11 a.m. Pacific time, Monday through Thursday. And after Joel Friday TV, the American Anchor, baby. Energy all over the place. Just energy. At 12 noon. And ladies, tomorrow night, Thursday night, the third Thursday of May, ladies forum at 7 p.m. for ladies only every Thursday night. Come on down, ladies. And last but not least, remember to support us. We need your support, all right? We got a lot of work to do, and you've been helped. So help us to help others. And those who have not been helped, you hate us, still help us to help others. Make a donation at rebuildingaman.com, rebuildingaman.com. Or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663, 800-411-2663. Or if you want to mail it in, some people are like, Jesse, I'd like to just mail it in, check a money order. You can send it to, make it out to BOND, B-O-N-D, P.O. Box 35090, Los Angeles, California, 90035. P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. All right? And if you missed that, you can get it by calling 888-800-411-BOND, 800-411-263. Or go to the website, rebuildingdemand.com/donate. All the information is there. Let me go quickly to some of these super chat posts, and I will get to your call in a minute. I want to catch up on your super chat. Super.
Super chat.
Bob says, I agree with you that whites should separate from the blacks, but what should blacks do who are working on themselves?
Continue to work on yourself. Really, you'll see what to do.
Mike, pot of coffee.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Cheddar Bob.
Yeah.
Mike, Jesse, I've heard you say the average black isn't worth a dime. I'm curious, what's going on in Mommy Africa with the blacks killing whites and stealing their land if those thugs might not even be worth a nickel?
Same thing that's going on here.
Indeed.
The anger is exactly the same thing. It's amazing how it's the same thing. Amazing. Thank you.
I set the tone. Hey, Brother Jesse, love your stuff and wisdom, man. Salute from Australia.
Down under.
White and black, thumbs up. Halo, amazing. There is a massive trend of cults out here ruining families. It's bad.
It's so interesting to me, really, that all over the world, black people are acting the same way and doing the same thing. very destructive, and they just don't have it in them. It wasn't always this way. It was so interesting, so I know it could be different. But they're acting the same way all over the world. Very violent, very destructive. And then they blame other people for their behavior. Anyone, I don't care who you are, how rich, poor, what color, any adult that blames someone else for their issue is a weak, pathetic, lost person. No one else is responsible for you but you. No one can make you feel how you feel but you. No one is making you feel that way, good or bad. Amazing. Thank you, though. Mind-blowing.
Tweak on pilled.net/Jesse Lee Peterson.
Good morning, Pill.
Regarding that woman at the White House, maybe she's pumping breast milk and then putting it in a bottle so she doesn't have them out at the in the White House.
How about staying home where she don't have to put the milk in the bottle?
Thank you, Tweak.
Thank you.
Tweak donated 777 gold pills on pilled.net.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And Chris, hype sticker with a hippopotamus.
Amazing. Thank you.
Raul, virtual reality will become more real illusion than reality. Kids are growing up thinking life is a game. What the?
What a mess, huh? I'm telling you, it's only going to get worse in my country. But you can be free if you work on you. Thank you.
And on Cash App, Orlando, good morning, liars. Welcome to hell.
Amazing. Thank you.
Lin Yen Chin, some say Earl didn't pass away of natural cause.
Earl.
That's Hake. You see, Earl of Dementia wasn't always demented till he became the first slave and slave master. See, he sold himself into slavery to dementia itself.
Earl. I wonder what ever happened to Earl.
Me too.
Earl, if you're listening, let us know. Amazing. Earl, thank you.
Lynn, they say Earl saved Sparkle Blouse from a Canadian super soldier experiment. Apparently, he fell after his battle with Trudeau, who used beaver oil and maple syrup to destabilize his dementia.
Amazing. Thank you.
Earl was only
nice.
Yet another. Earl was only on a recon mission for Jesse when he stumbled upon Nick being brainwashed by Trudeau, so they fought for days across lakes, through clouds, even outer space. Rest in peace, Earl of Dementia. I don't know if he's dead.
Me either. I have no idea where Earl is. He just stopped showing up. Amazing. Let me read that one, then we'll stop.
Joel or Joel, same spelling, three coffees, crazy month, Jesse. I forgave my mother. I've been praying like 90 going north. There's been small changes. I am slowly starting to feel the spirit of anger leave me. Amazing.
Amazing. Stay with it. I want you to, and thank you. I want you to know all human beings are possessed. All human beings with evil spirits. And those spirits are dictating your life. But because you are unaware, you can't see it, you think it's you. You call it you. You blame you. You say, I am this, and I'm doing this. I robbed the bank. I did this. It's not you, but all human beings are possessed and must be born again. It's up to you, though. Hey, thank you. We're going to stop there.
Okay.
And I'll pick up. I want to get to some of these calls. I'm looking at the clock. Matthew is out of Canada. Matthew, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
All is well, sir.
Yeah, so just asking about Trump's about the tariffs from Trump.
Yes.
And I was wondering if it's the Canadian folks, I'm Canadian, are overreacting by boycotting all the products from America off the shelves.
Of course they're overreacting, and they're only doing what the media tell them to do there. If you ask them why they're doing it, they can't really tell you why. They'll just repeat what the media and their politicians have said.
Right. I don't even believe they even know what the word means.
Uh-uh.
I never heard of it until Trump mentioned it. I was like, I don't even know what that means.
You make such a good point, Matthew, because when I first heard the word tariff, I didn't know what no tariff meant. And I had to listen for a while. I had to ask questions about it. And then I finally started to understand it. And I'm not even sure if I understand it 100% yet. But you're right. They don't even know what it means. People are like sheep. People are like sheep. They're afraid to say, no, I don't know. They're afraid to think for themselves. They must join a group. And that's what's happening over there.
Wow.
Well, yeah,
huh? My understanding is just an increase in prices for trade. So if we're going to trade certain products, it costs more now. That's the only thing I could think of. And it's like,
James,
I don't see that as being a big deal that he's trying to make more money for America. We can do the same thing for ourselves.
That's right, man. James, you know what tariff means? The whole meaning of it?
Yeah, I think so.
What?
They called it an attack.
They compare it to a tax, but it's different, supposedly. So the government, if you want to call it tax, but tariffs, puts tariffs on imports, something that's being imported from outside the country.
So if China is sending cars over here to sell,
and we have an auto tariff on China of like 145%,
that means
that they have to pay 145% of the value or whatever.
Of the car
to bring it into America.
Nice.
They being whichever company is bringing in that car. So if it's a Chinese company operating in America, they have to pay that tariff. Or if it's an American company operating in America, they have to pay that tariff. And they can eat the costs or pass them down to the consumers or figure out a different thing or whatever.
Nice. Thank you.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Matthew.
Yeah. So I was just wondering, like, that was pretty much it. I didn't understand why they were freaking out because we voted for a person based off of that.
Yeah.
Based off of hating him. And there's YouTube down here. We get different commercials, I think, than you do. Like Canadian-based ones.
Yeah.
And it was just like these demonizing videos, the scary music showing Trump and his tariffs. Like it's an attack. And then our conservative leader, Pierre Poilievre, I think that's how he said, I believe he even started going on that too, which made me realize he wasn't a national conservative.
Yeah.
Because he's talking about Trump is the enemy of the attack. Not an attack, man. That's crazy.
We have been trying for 35 years now to get people to start thinking for themselves, to become individuals again, rather than just going with the crowd, what the media says, what the government says, or what their leader says. Why not pause for a minute and see what you can learn about it for yourself? You make a good point, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, that was it.
Thank you, Matthew. Appreciate it.
Have a good day.
All right. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Rick out of Virginia. Rick, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
What's going on, Jesse, man? I was calling about to get more information about that police, police standoff. What was going on?
Rick, I don't understand you. Your phone is...
Can you hear me now, Jesse? Hey, Jesse, can you hear me?
I can.
Can you hear me now, Jesse?
Yeah, I can. It's still kind of sounding static, but go ahead.
Yeah, I was calling about that police shooting. I know it was a police shooting over some kids that had some weapons or something.
Oh, there was according to report, two young kids, a 7-year-old and a 9-year-old, and they had a loaded gun, according to report. And I guess the parents couldn't get away, but the cops were telling the kids to drop the gun, and they didn't want to do it. I don't know if they thought they were playing Cowboys and Robbery or whatever, Indians, Cowboys, but the cops had to shoot a fake gun thing, and they finally got them, but they were 7 and 9 years old.
Wow. You know, I like the way how the police handled that, but my question is, how the heck they get some loaded guns, man?
Well, I know it sounds bad.
It's
all bad when you say it, but in the good old days, it wasn't uncommon at all for parents to leave their weapon at the front door, on the dresser drawer, or somewhere, And they never worried about what the kids would take the guns in and out and what would happen, because the kids were trained differently back then than they are today.
And you know what, Jim? I was talking to Derek about that when he took my call. I said, when my dad had his gun, he told me, this is a gun. I used to protect our home and treat it like it's loaded whenever you come and come in with a gun. And I never was able to go get my father's gun, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, man.
I mean, I got my own gun, but I'm just saying I wasn't, you know, had to go get my father's gun and then go around and go on the playground and play with it.
Did you have to be trained to shoot a gun?
Oh, yes.
You had to go
when I was in the military?
Oh, you were in the military.
Ahead,
huh?
Yeah, that's different. 20 years in the Navy.
Oh, yeah, that's different. Yeah. Because, and the reason I asked was because in the good old days, we were never taught to shoot a gun. We just went out and shot the gun. And no one had to train us. We didn't have to go to a training camp or anything.
You know what? My dad didn't teach me how to shoot a gun, but just told me about a gun. But right. I didn't shoot my first gun, so I joined the military, to be truly honest.
Right on.
That's when I fired my first weapon. But I do encourage people that do have guns to take a gun course, man. Every once a year, at least take a gun course. You'll be surprised what you learn when you take a gun safety course.
Right. I mean, other than the military, have you taken a gun safety course thing?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
Exactly. Yes, sir, I did. Very informative. Very informative.
But once you, and you did this after the military?
Yes, I did.
Why did you do it after the military if you had already learned to shoot a gun?
Well, you know one thing I learned, Jesse, even like in my field of HVAC, even when you take a course that you took before, you'd be surprised what you learn from it still when you take it over again, you know. Repeater courses. That means I like to learn, man. Even if I took it before, hey, you may have a different group of people and you can get something different out the class.
And so, but in the military, you were trained to shoot a gun too, right?
Yes. Yeah. It depends what the specialty is. I'm sorry, go ahead, Jesse.
And so you didn't learn all the ins and outs in the military being trained to shoot a gun?
Well, yes. They taught us gun safety. And like I said, my job wasn't law enforcement or security forces. Usually the security force, they got to qualify every quarter, I think, or every 6 months, they got to qualify. But they teach everybody in the military how to use a weapon, because when the stuff hit the fan, everybody going to have a gun.
Right.
You know?
And what did you, because of time, what did you learn after the military about a gun that you didn't already know?
Well, the civilian laws, the civilian gun laws. Like, you know how everybody think, if somebody enter your house, you can just blow them away. They have to, even when someone break in your home, they have to be a threat.
But breaking in your home is a threat.
Well, yeah, I agree, Jesse. But see, most times, like, okay, you enter my house, pow, I can gun you down. It's not like that, Jesse. It's like, if I come breaking the barn, and y'all defend it, if I'm not no threat to y'all, y'all can't shoot me.
Oh, you're a threat. If you break in.
I know. Hey, exactly. I totally agree, Jeff.
Breaking in is a threat.
I agree. But the law states when you take a gun safety course, he has to physically be a threat to you, like about to kill you or do something. But if he coming there and he turn around and leave, you're not allowed to shoot him. No. Even if he walk up the street, you go catch up with him. If you shoot them, you're in trouble.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That's what I'm talking about, like gun safety course.
Oh,
it teaches
I got you.
Those laws
yeah.
to how when you can shoot somebody, when you can't, what to do when the police pull you over. It seemed like to me, it's all common sense, Jesse.
Yeah.
It really is.
Well,
all common sense.
People
do
don't use common sense anymore. Common sense is gone.
Well, thanks to the media, you know, keeping the blacks aggravated, talking about your rights are violated.
Me.
You pulled me over because I was black.
I know.
9 out of 10, most black people cars, the tint is so dark, you can't see in there anyway.
Yeah. Amazing.
And thank so the you. Police pull you over. Yes, sir. You're going to take over your time, my
thank
brother.
You, brother. I'm looking at the clock, but thank you, man. Amazing.
Hey, love you. Amazing. Everybody, we're listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show for Knowledge Today, brother.
Amazing. Thank you.
Yes, sir. All right. Love y'all. Y'all be good, Jeff.
You too, buddy. Super chat.
Super chats.
Etsy Rose, thank you for the support. Very kind. Water Bear, this isn't the Lin Yen Chin show. Nice. Tweak, gifted the cookie. Watch out.
Thank you, Water Bear.
Yeah, and thank you, Etsy Rose.
Yeah, and thank you, Etsy Rose.
Tweak on pilled.net/Jesse Lee Peterson gifted the cookie. Watch out, he wants to axe you.
Ask! Thank you.
Referring to, I guess, Jerome. Shout out. Aries1 on pilled.net gifted the shades.
Thank you.
Shout out to the Rumble monthly supporters, the subscribers, Slave to Him, Old Saucy, Gerta, Homesteader Nick, DJT2020, Age of Inversion, Pastor Chatelet, Buddy1205, Son of Liberty, LGB, Effin Super Trucker, who says no singing. Thank you all. Stuck in New York.
Super, you got to know how to rumble. Indeed. Thank you.
Stuck in New York, donated 133 gold pills.
Right on. Thank you.
Threever Blazer, or Ever Blazer, welcome JLP show member on YouTube.
Right on. Thank you so much.
Nazulium, I was also hoping the kids would get tased, he says on D-Live.
Amazing. What's up with the children?
I thought I saw Nick say that, too. I'm not sure if I misinterpreted what Nick wrote.
Anchor, baby. Amazing.
Kid Combo 1 with a diamond. I've got sunshine I've got sunshine
on a cloudy day.
When it's cold outside,
I got the month of May. Well, I guess you say, what can make me feel this way? My girl. Talking about my girl.
Oh,
amazing.
Bad timing from Hank.
Nice.
Elijah, blacks should be grateful to whites. Not whining.
You're absolutely right. That opening that the Anchor Baby put together for Manhood Hour, it's amazing to hear those black people up there talking about they don't want white folks over here. They should leave. This is white people country. What the? Thank you.
Tweak says, Tweak gifted the cookie. Back to the kitchen, Caroline. Levitt.
I'm telling you. What a mess. Thank you.
Eli Ja, I want my country back from Israel and their mafia.
I want my country back, but it ain't coming back. Thank you.
He also says individualism destroyed whites. Everyone is tribal.
No, you're not supposed to be tribal. What the? When white people were individuals, they were great. There's no way what is happening now to them would be happening if they were still individuals. Amazing. Thank you.
Shwek or Shwake. I'll throw dollars for more of the duo songs. Nice.
Amazing.
That's kind.
Thank you.
Shout out to Eli Jaw, Kid Combo 1, Nazulium, Games for Rec, MX Murderer, and the rest of the supporters on the D-Live crew, as always. Very nice.
Thank you.
That's cool.
Amazing.
Stop the Cap. Random.
Shout out.
Stop the Cap says, random question, whatever happened to Calvin from Ohio? I love when you two talk. Shout out. Calvin, Jesse misses you. Call back. He tolerates white people. He definitely black.
Who's Calvin?
He's a caller from Ohio.
Oh.
Who sometimes calls.
Amazing. Thank you.
Jesse Jackson's wife's boyfriend bought 3 coffees. Tens of millions. It's a joke. It's not real, I think. Tens of millions of illegal aliens the last 4 years, and the media flips out on a few dozen white refugees. They just like mama. They just like mama.
They hate white people. What a mess. It's amazing how many white people hate it for no reason at all. Zero reason. Amazing. Thank you.
Jesse in her voice. Jesse, can you sing your favorite song real fast? I love when you sing. Hake, don't stop this from happening, please. LOL.
Oh, better. Don't be a better, Hake. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hannes, European pagan ancestors, not all, were pastoralists. Had cattle, did animal husbandry. They worshipped Father God by different names, whether by Zeus or Odin, Jupiter, or Woden. Yes, they had other gods, but they knew there was the ultimate Father God above all. Nothing is new under the sun, says Hannes.
That was BC 1?
That was, yeah, BC and early AD.
Amazing. Thank you.
Not Archangel Gabriel. On the topic of white savages, before the Romans colonized the Britons, the British, they were afraid of them because they looked like barbarians. They were called that. The funny part is, years later, Britain used a lot of Roman influence in the British Empire inventions. Georgian architecture, think colonial American architecture, British common law, sewer systems, waterworks, roads, etc. In fact, one of the main roads in the UK, London Road, originally built by the Romans, still in use today. Sorry for the lack of pithiness, Mr. Hayes.
Yeah.
But it was... I couldn't stop reading it. It was so interesting to me.
Yeah, it is interesting, but we got to have it pithy.
Keep it pithy. Jesse Jackson.
Thank you, by the way.
Jesse Jackson's wife's boyfriend, I disavow, bought a coffee. Lin Yen Ching is just like his mama.
Thank you.
Cesar, three coffees. I sent this coffee before, but I didn't hear it, or maybe it was missed. Either way, here it goes. All right, Hake, please try your best to sound like Jesse. Dig it a thrill. Then they go home at night and cry. They cry at night. You go round the world. Have fun. Get back to your country. And then you cry. Laughing faces.
I mean, thank
it's
you.
It's hard to read and sound like Jesse.
That's right.
It's very hard to sound like Jesse.
I got out of time.
We got to read the rest later, guys.
Thank you so much. I am out of time. Baba Thumpa Thursday tomorrow. Latest form tomorrow night. Is it out of Pennsylvania?
Caleb.
Yeah. Caleb. Out of Canada. I can't hear Derek.
It's Caleb out of PA. Ari out of Canada.
Okay. Oh, okay. And whatever, I'm out of time. I can hear Derek way back there in my ear, but I couldn't hear. I'm out of time. I'll be back tomorrow. Hate coming up now. Thank you for the super chats and your support. Bye.
I invite you to download my silent prayer. And I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. We have a counseling service. And I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.